The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gau Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gau Media station. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
Astros in the ALCS, it's exciting. It at least gets the Astros where they've got Keuchel or Verlander. More than likely, Keuchel starting game one and hopefully Verlander game two.
I was a little worried that the whole series had turned on that play yesterday where Betts took the home run from Reddick. You know how momentum is in these playoff series. You know, today was a little tense, but they got it done. Bregman was clutch, and Reddick was clutch, and I've been saying all along I thought they spent too much money on Reddick. I rescind that, sir.
Is J.J. Watt a guy who's always hurt? Guys who play this hard, they get hurt.
You get older, these injuries start to pile up.
He's always walking around with that damn bionic elbow thing on, so that's clearly remained an issue from the first time he got hurt. He missed 13 games last year. He's going to miss 11 games this year. He didn't miss a game his first 5 years, but that doesn't mean he wasn't injured. And now,
well, remember, he played the whole season with two injuries. 2 years
right.
ago.
And now it's not going to be as easy to play through those types of injuries.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three. 713-780. ESPN's your number. 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. On the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A.J. is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And we welcome in the Gau Media audience over at 94.1.
Hey,
SportsMap 94.1 joins us now, as well as ESPN 97.5. Welcome. I'd like to hear from somebody listening on 94.1. If you missed the first 2 hours, you missed a lot of Astros talk in the first hour. We actually played the last couple outs of the game. And we went to that, and then we talked about that and how cool it is that the Astros are in the ALCS, and they await either the Indians or Yankees. We both think it'll be the Indians. Talked a lot about the Texans game last night. 5 o'clock, we went over all the other NFL games, and then we had our Gym of the Day at 5:45, all available at podcastarena.com. And our Gym of the Day was about naked women with carp. And 281 says, I highly disagree. As a fisherman, naked women fishing and hunting is hot.
No thanks.
Well, yeah, I'm cool with that, but I'm not cool with the carp.
Yeah.
That's all. I bet he likes that Shake That Bear video.
Shake That Bear.
Exactly.
Somebody likes it.
Yeah, somebody did. Any hockey plays tonight or feel for the Monday Night Football game? I don't, man.
None for me either.
Honestly, I need to sit back and regroup because I am colder than all my exes combined. And I need to just... it's one of those I need to reevaluate things a little bit. Just a really bad week for me. It happens.
Rough week for me, too.
Yeah.
Like I said, brought me back to basically 500 in... I want to say 500 in the NFL, and I think a game under 500 in college. Yeah, a game under 500 in college. So,
yeah, for all you people say, oh, you never talk about when you lose.
Yeah, we do. Ain't making me money.
Yeah, we do.
It was made worse this week because there's a couple games, like the Florida game, for instance, that I got a bad number on.
Yeah.
And then I re-hit it at a better number.
Yeah.
Still missed.
And then missed twice.
Yep.
Yeah, that one hit me... North Carolina took a beating on. It was just a bad week all around. Let's talk about some of the games, though. Oklahoma, what the hell?
Dude, it's one of those wild ones, I guess. It happens. But that's a pretty rough loss. That's going to be a tough one to stomach for them because they were a national title contender. And that's,
yeah, it's going to be hard for them to get back into that conversation.
Get past that.
Yeah. Michigan State knocks off Michigan. This is one I kicked myself for not playing Michigan State.
Me too.
That was just dumb of me. But especially with Michigan's got to go with John O'Korn at quarterback.
They're so bad. I mean, they're so good at all these every other position but quarterback. Yeah. And they're a wreck there.
Three interceptions the second half alone. A&M hung in there with Alabama.
They did.
As much as they could. Honestly, that's as good an effort as you could have expected from A&M. They really weren't a threat to win the game. if Kellen Mond were a little more experienced and a little better at this point, I think it could have been interesting. But Alabama was up, and A&M, you know, hung in there, got it close. But it's a good loss for the Aggies. Maybe a little wake-up for Alabama, too. Clemson did not look all that impressive against Wake Forest, but that's just one of those games that I'm not too worried about them. I think they weren't, you know, that's just a mail-it-in kind of game. Penn State crushing Northwestern.
Yeah, that's one of the ones I'm glad I stayed away from, because I would have been on Northwestern there, and they just weren't even competitive.
Georgia, another one. Vanderbilt wasn't competitive with Georgia.
I think that's one I lost on.
Yeah, I think Georgia's a real serious contender here. This is a good football team. And
I'm done with Vanderbilt. Vanderbilt's they're not as good on defense as they were, and they're still as bad on offense as they were.
Yeah, they're dead to me. But, no, Nick Chubb is, I think, the difference in this team, them being healthy. Washington over Cal. Washington didn't have too much trouble with Cal in there and beat him 38-7. And Browning's starting to heat up a little bit. Still not a lot of yards, but I don't think he's going to get back into the Heisman talk, but I do think
if they keep winning, he'll be at the trophy presentation, but the way it looks right now, a running back's going home with the trophy.
Yeah, it does. TCU beats West Virginia 31-24. Tough game, and once again, these are the kind of games where if you're not right, you lose this game. Kenny Hill kind of had an awkward game.
Trill.
Yeah, stop. Had some good plays, but also had some really questionable ones. But TCU continues to impress me. To beat a team like this and get it done, and really, the score was one touchdown, but I never felt like TCU wasn't in control of that game.
Yeah, but you know what? West Virginia is not a bad team.
No, they're not.
They're pretty good, and that was going to be one of their tougher games for TCU this season, and they made a good showing out of it. So it's still a good win for TCU in my book. I know it's not; they didn't cover, but West Virginia wasn't going to roll over for that team.
Yeah, I didn't play that, so I'm just more interested in TCU as a potential playoff team. Wisconsin over Nebraska, 38-17. And can we stop acting like Nebraska's any good?
I think we're okay with that now, yeah.
Ohio State crushes Maryland, 62-14. Okay. They're starting to play better. And I think maybe that hiccup against Oklahoma earlier.
Ohio State's they're good. Yeah. They're good.
There's another game that, boy, had this one nailed from the beginning. That's sarcasm emoji. Washington State 33, Oregon 10.
Oh, me too. You know what? I just got to admit, Washington State's legit.
Yeah, they're a very good football team. Mike Leach has done a great job with them. And
obviously, the quarterback situation didn't help Oregon, but I don't know that it would have, you know, if Herbert would have been there, I don't know that's making up, you know, four scores.
Auburn is playing pretty darn good football right now, too. They put up 44 on Mississippi to win that one. Miami beats Florida State in a game that almost got pushed away by a storm again.
Yeah.
But I don't know how good Miami is, because I don't know what Florida State is without
a quarterback.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, good win, though. And USC beats Oregon State. Everybody beats Oregon State.
No. Yeah. They just didn't beat it bad enough. That was another loss.
Virginia Tech beat Boston College. Everybody beats Boston College. Here's the one that I was way wrong on. LSU beats Florida. And Florida's missing extra points. LSU looked like a totally different team. They ran the ball. I just, that one baffled me. I really did not see that one coming.
Well, I mean, anyone who bet on Florida wasn't betting on Florida.
Yeah.
I mean, that was a LSU fade, and LSU played much better than they did a week ago. Florida and LSU are basically the same team. I mean, they're offensively just poor, and defensively they're not as good as they were supposed to be. So, I mean, it's not a massive shock that LSU wins that game.
San Diego State rips UNLV 41-10. What's to say about that one?
Well, except that San Diego State may be the team most likely to go undefeated now.
Yeah. I think they've still got Boise, right? I think that's it.
Yeah.
Stanford 23, Utah 20. Bryce Love, 152 yards.
Man, he's something.
Yeah. Notre Dame beat North Carolina 33-10. Guess what?
Another loss.
Another loss. I was wrong about that one.
Yep.
And I was feeling pretty good about it because it was, what, 14.5? And then they get that late touchdown, and I'm like, oh, no. But what are you going to do? UCF crushes Cincinnati. Man, I got to start paying attention to UCF from a betting perspective. This team just is rolling everybody right now. And 51-23. Cincinnati's not good, but I think UCF may be the team in Florida that actually we should be paying attention to.
Yeah,
more so than South Florida. But as far as local teams go, good win for UH to beat SMU here.
Yep, another loss.
Another one that I would have been wrong on had I bet it. Yeah, so I think you guys are getting a sense of what our week was like.
God, I'm so lucky I hit Boise earlier in the week. Virginia was the other game that I got on Saturday, but everything else was a disaster.
I didn't hit anything all week long. I pushed on Patriots.
Oh,
that was it.
That is a bad weekend.
Yeah.
I at least had a couple wins, and I got the Patriots at a better number than you.
Yeah.
I remember when I was like, oh, it's down to four. We're on the air, and you're like, oh, it's down to four. I was like, oh, I better hit it now. And I think you had five?
Five.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad I didn't take it at 5.5.
Well, yeah, that's true.
That's the positive, right? There's always positives in life. Tim says he's listening on 94.1.
Cool.
Well, welcome, 94.1. All right. Well, we're going to take our first break on
our first
stations.
Break on 94.1.
Yes.
What?
Yes.
What? Look at us. Look at us through a beautiful, clear replacement window from Window World. And Window World has quickly become the number one replacement window company in the whole wide country. They are providing premium quality replacement windows at a fantastic price. And those windows are made right here in the good old U.S. of A. Carry the good housekeeping seal of approval. Window World's become the number one window company because they offer a lifetime warranty that's transferable. If you ever sell your house, and it includes glass breakage in case your kid ever shoots a rock through the pane with a lawnmower, they'll come out and fix it for free. And they've got a great price that starts at just $189. The first step to reducing your energy bills, it's simple. Call Window World of Houston. Schedule a free written estimate. There's no hassle. There's no high pressure. It's a free estimate, guys. You got nothing to lose. 713-439-1172 or windowworldhouston.com. That's 713-439-1172 or windowworldhouston.com. It's Window World, simply the best for less.
Answer that.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help. ESPN Radio, Mike and Mike, Extra Point.
Greg Bird homered in the seventh inning for the Yankees yesterday, and that was all the offense that they needed in a 1-0 win to keep their season alive.
Second player in baseball postseason history to homer in a 1-0 win when facing elimination. The other was Jorge Posada, oddly enough. Also, a Yankee also did it when the team was trailing 2-0 in the ALDS in 0-1 against the A's. You know, we got Tanaka go 7 innings. Carrasco went into the 6th inning, neither one giving up a run. It was really, really good to see, I thought. You know.
It's been an unbelievable series. I mean, obviously, the Friday night game had so much drama. It almost could... You know, it feels like it was 2 years ago now, right. But I mean, you know, between everything from the decision not to replay the play and everything else, but one way or another, they leave themselves in a 2-1 situation. Yankees clinging to some life.
Hear more from Mike and Mike tomorrow morning on ESPN Radio. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Sergeant Baytown says you can't hear it as well out there. No, 97.5 is your channel out there.
Yeah.
Stick with that.
But try them both. See which one works best for you.
Yeah. Yeah, you can, depending on where you are in the city. just check them both out. We're going to have a lot more coverage here this hour.
By the way, the Cubs have a 2-1 lead in the top of the ninth. Two outs. And Jason Wirth at the plate as Wade Davis trying to close it out for the Cubs. The Cubs got a run in the bottom of the eighth. And that brought us to 2-1.
Lamont asked something earlier that, what do we think of the coverage of the JJ injury? And I wanted to get to that because, listen, I love the guy. Love what he's done. A little over the top.
Yeah, listen, I thought it was interesting that you couldn't get news on Whitney Mercilus if you tried. You couldn't get news on Conley last night either, although his injury was pretty obvious what had happened. I mean, you could tell that. You could tell an Achilles when it happens. The J.J. Watt injury, the one thing I did find interesting about that is obviously there was a lot of, well, he's out for the season. Oh, maybe it's not that bad. I said, let's just wait because you don't really know what that injury is. And I know because I've had that same injury. And that's the same bone that broke in my knee when my leg got turned around and I tore all my ligaments. And they say that about half the time, and maybe even more than half the time, when you break that bone, it comes with ligament tears. So JJ got lucky that there was no ligament tears with it. Dez Bryant had the same injury and didn't have any ligament tears. He was out 3 weeks. But there's a sliding scale of that injury and how bad it can be. And if you go look up some stuff online, you'll see that recovery time is between 3 weeks and 12 months. I mean, it's a wide range, a wide spectrum of what that thing can be. And some doctor tweeted today that Dez Bryant's injury was like a small, like a little dent in the bumper, and JJ's was a car crash with airbag deployments. So it looks like it's bad. Obviously, they're saying that he's going to miss this season, which, you know, I guess is no shock. But it's a gnarly injury. It's tough to overcome, and they told me that it was probably best that I tore my ligament so they could just repair everything all at once. It's going to take him a long time to be able to stand up. And I had the same thing. That's why my first injury was so much more difficult to recover from than my second one, because I had broken bones and everything else with it. Mm. But it's not an easy thing to recover from. That said, you know, I'm just a guy, and J.J. Watt's like a physical freak, I'm sure.
Right.
But he's also carrying around, you know, 295 pounds of muscle that, you know, I wasn't having to deal with. So it's not going to be easy, but if anybody can get back, I'm not going to doubt that he's going to be able to work his way back.
Apparently, and we were on air, so I didn't see this, but apparently things got a little weird in the Astros celebration.
God, don't get me started on celebrations after you win a series. Every series, you've got to have a celebration. It drives me crazy. But okay, what happened?
Josh Reddick was wearing an American flag Speedo while being doused by his teammates.
I thought that was from a couple years.
No, he did it again.
Okay.
Apparently, that's his thing. Not my thing.
Not your thing? Yeah. You don't like that?
No, but
apparently, he's going to keep doing it until they, you know.
Till they win?
Yeah, no, no, yeah. As long as they're winning, he's going to keep doing it.
Okay. Well, hopefully, if they lose in the next round, like after game seven, if they lose game seven, everybody doesn't walk into the locker room and Josh Reddick's wearing that Speedo, dousing himself in champagne. That would be awkward, right?
A little bit.
Yeah, so hopefully when they lose, he'll stop.
They're not going to lose. They're going to go. They're going all
the
way.
You think so? That's a Fred Fowler guarantee.
No, it's not a Fred Fowler guarantee. It's a Fred Fowler semi-prediction.
Okay.
I don't feel that strongly about it. I don't feel strong. I don't feel you can move on the series as if it's already been played, except the Red Sox series. That one you can, because it has been played.
Yeah.
713-780-ESPN is your number if you want to get in. Didn't get a chance to talk about your Longhorns.
No. Boy, they struggled a bit, too. But I think they finally found their quarterback.
Yeah, you were saying that 2 weeks ago. Is it that he should be playing?
Well, it looks like they figured it out now, and they I think that's what you're going to see going forward. unfortunately for them, they're about to run into a pissed off Oklahoma team.
Yeah.
And you know, but they still, you know, they've got a lot of issues. They're far from a complete team there, and you know, they were almost lucky to get out of there with a win against Kansas State. So the game was in doubt until the very end. Obviously, wins are wins at this point, but I still just don't have a good feel for what kind of a team they are. I mean, I know they're not a Big 12 title contending type team. But are they a middle of the pack type team? I don't know. I don't know.
I think they're going to give Oklahoma all at once this week.
You think so?
Yeah. Did you see this Dolphins offensive line coach who had to resign?
Oh yes. He couple things I noticed about that video. First of all, now Good Coke will have a little bit of, you know, it's a little bit moist and it'll clump up a little bit. That dude's like snorting coarse ground sea salt. I mean, that's like, it's like he's snorting rocks up into his head. You got NFL money. There's no need for that. Secondly, who sends a video of that to some chick and be like, oh, yeah, every time I do drugs, I think about you. Is that like a turn on for chicks? I don't.
Damn it. Miss you. Thinking about you. How about me going to a meeting and doing this before I go?
I mean, is that like the new.
Whoops. Skip.
No, can't do that.
Okay. You could say that word, but not if you're referring to a member.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
You could say penis pick, right?
Yeah. No, okay. I got to make sure now Tyler has to dump that too.
Okay. Oh, my bad. My bad.
Be extra careful here in the 6 o'clock.
But what
hour.
Chick is getting turned on by that, right?
Well, first off,
also don't do drugs.
No, first off, kids, don't do drugs.
Yeah.
Second off, don't trust your prostitute. I mean, that's...
Have some class, Fred. It's a stripper.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Hey, I mean, I don't judge, I think.
Yeah, stripper. You remember the last time we were hanging out and we were doing coke?
I love doing this and thinking about you before I go into a meeting where I'm going to tell my offensive line how much they suck.
Yeah. Yeah. No wonder the Dolphins suck so bad on offense. Their coach is a junkie. It's not Jay Cutler's fault, like we've all been thinking.
Jesse, that's why he's the line coach.
Oh.
Bow. Oh, man. Hell of a way to lose your job.
Yep. Well, now he's resigned, so.
Well, yeah, but.
He didn't have to. He just chose. He thought it was the best thing to do.
Oh, well.
He'll be missed.
Not really. What is it with offensive line coaches, man? There have been a lot of weird stories in the last year. Had the Aggie guys that were basically completely sexist.
Yeah, I guess I forgot about that. I don't know. I don't know. I feel like it's just everybody. Everybody's this. There's always crazies, no matter what line of work, whatever.
Yeah.
And a lot of these dudes just like to party. Some people just don't like to party and take videos of it and tell everybody about it.
You got to be careful with stuff these days.
Really do. More careful than that.
Yeah, that's just dumb.
Don't trust strippers.
No.
It's a bad call.
You've been following the Harvey Weinstein stuff from the weekend.
Oh, yeah.
So fired from his own company.
Yeah.
Speaking of... TV journalist says he self-pleasured in front of her.
I don't understand this. Like, what? If this happened, how about you just tell us about it when it happens?
Yeah, it's like with all these, even Cosby, it's like it all comes out years later.
I don't get that.
He once trapped a woman in the hallway of a restaurant that was closed to the public and self-pleasured in front of her until he was finished.
I heard one about, he asked me to take a bath with him. Okay, how about a simple, no thanks? I don't know why that has to be like a big deal. I mean, what can you, like, dudes hit on chicks all the time. Just say no and let's move on. Now, the guy masturbating in front of the woman, she can't get away from it, that's wrong.
Yeah.
But how about tell somebody about it?
I'm against that. Well, apparently he settled at least sexual harassment claims.
Yeah.
So she got money.
Rose
for
McGowan,
it.
She hints that he like basically raped her in a hotel room. She calls him a monster, and but she took $100,000 as a settlement. Which, if I mean, if you were really raped, $100,000, that's your. I mean, what is going on here? I don't get this.
Hmm.
But either way, he's out, and apparently, basically half his company's out.
Well, I you know what usually happens though with these kind of stories. The reason we find out later is all these other people didn't want to get, that maybe didn't want it to get out, see that it's happened to other people, or maybe they weren't sure, maybe they were drunk. Suddenly you realize, hey, man, this guy's a pig.
Yeah.
So. Oh. Fred, don't get so big that you text your stripper before a meeting with Gal.
Please,
guy.
No.
I don't have a stripper.
Fred doesn't like Coke.
I've never done
Coke. Never even tried it.
Nope.
Jong, on the other hand, loves Coke. Right. All right, guys, if you've ever thought you'd start all over and work with computers, it's not too late. You don't need a math or a computer background to start an IT career. It's not rocket science. It's My Computer Career. See if an IT career is right for you. Go to mycomputercareer.edu. Take the free career evaluation today. My Computer Career is where you can get trained for the high-demand field of IT and start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 3 to 4 months. You attend classes on campus or live online just twice a week, and you'll get everything you need to start your new career. It's more than just a school, though. My Computer Career helps you get into the industry by working with hundreds of employers that hire their students. Financial aid is available to those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Classes start soon. What are you waiting for, guys? Go take that free career evaluation now at mycomputercareer.edu. Mycomputercareer.edu.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Anxious about the recent election and the impact on your business? Let HRNP help you navigate through the uncertainty. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And happy Monday. Hope you're having a great one.
Hey now.
Michael said it blows that he got fired. Hope he has something lined up.
Wow. He didn't get fired. He resigned.
Yeah. But it still blows.
He's getting railroaded.
Oh, God. Playmate asked
you. I'm not going to sugarcoat it.
Got any more?
This really just blows. Oh, well.
Playmate wants to know, should I lock this Vikings -3.5 already? I honestly...
You got a rookie quarterback on the other end.
Yeah. Sam Bradford is supposed to be back tonight. There is that.
Yep. But we don't know what the Vikings look like without Dalvin Cook, and we're going to find out that.
Yeah.
And that's going to be
a big
difference.
Yeah.
So, no, Mitch Trubisky, we don't know what he's going to look like. We don't know what the Vikings run game is going to look like. I'm wait and see. I'm just going to watch this one as a spectator.
Trubisky looks good on the sideline.
He does look. He's handsome.
He's a strapping lad.
Yep.
He looks like a quarterback.
He does.
Doesn't mean he'll be great.
No.
There's a lot of guys who look like quarterbacks that aren't great.
They don't make it all the time.
But I'm kind of curious.
Sometimes guys like that don't look like quarterbacks at all somehow find a way. By the way, Cubs get a win 2-1. Rizzo with the 8th inning single, RBI single. And that's it. So they survive 4 errors to win 2-1 and take a 2-1 lead over the Nationals. The Indians and Yankees now underway, Jong. If you could throw that onto our TV in here. They're in the top of the second now. 0-0. Severino and Bauer, rematch from game one.
Think they'll last a little longer this time?
I think Severino's already lasted longer. he's through 1 2/3 innings, so yeah, he beat last time for sure.
Over-under for these guys I bet you they both pitch better tonight.
Oh, I think so.
Well, I mean, Bauer pitched great. Yeah, Severino's the one that got they got killed. But I think Astros fans should root for the Yankees just to push it back another game.
Well, the Astros should root for the Yankees to win the whole thing.
Yeah.
You don't want to play the Indians. Nobody does. And I know Astro fans probably say, we don't care who it is. Bring it on. And I'm sure a Red Sox fan would have said, we don't care who we play. But they didn't want to play the Indians either. The Dodgers don't want to play the Indians. The Nationals, the Cubs, none of them want to play the Indians. The Indians should have won last year. They look hungry.
Well, I still...
But nobody's unbeatable.
No, and I like the fact that the Astros got this done and are going to have their pitching lined up.
Yeah.
And, you know, of course, they probably won't let those guys pitch more than five innings, but hey. But that's, to me, that gives them a chance, because if you can set it up where you're having to beat Keuchel and Verlander five times in a series, then you got a fighting chance.
Yeah. But you also have to beat Kluber, Bauer, Carrasco, four times somehow, too.
Yeah, but I'll take that matchup.
Yeah.
713 says, hey, Fred, happy 6th work anniversary, according to LinkedIn.
It's been 6 years since we've been at this place?
Yeah, it's been 6 years since we've been at Gal. And, I'm not sure. I think it's 6 years. I kind of guessed.
I've been getting some of those happy anniversary emails too.
Oh.
By the way, I don't ever use LinkedIn, so I just get the emails and then I don't ever go check.
I just started getting on there.
I got nothing to do there.
Mainly because I kept getting people who wanted me to connect on LinkedIn. Longhorn Dimitri said, this Astros fan for 41 years is definitely rooting for the Yankees. Yeah, I think they have a better chance to beat the Yankees, but I also think these two teams are pretty close. I think the Astros are pretty well built for the playoffs, depending on how Hinch manages them. I don't think he should manage them to the strength of their bullpen, because they don't have that.
Well, that's another big edge that the Indians have on the Astros is the manager.
That guy knows what he's doing.
There's not a debate there. There's a guy who's been there and done it, and there's a guy who hasn't, so it's going to... I'm not saying that, you know, Hinch isn't a good manager, but I just think at this point, we don't really know what Hinch is. We know what Terry Francona is.
Well, I said you guys are joking about Coach Coke, but I was wondering, should coaches in front office be randomly tested?
They're just as much employees as the players.
Yeah,
although they don't sign the same, the same deals.
But I'm sure there's policies in place, which is why he resigned. Why wouldn't, if I'm the owner of a team, why wouldn't I drug test them? And these are guys I'm paying a lot of money and entrusting my organization with.
But how hypocritical would it be if Jim Irsay tells somebody, hey, I need to drug test you?
Yeah, maybe they need like USADA, like a third party just to come in and clean house. Jim Irsay's never going to pass a drug test. But he's also the boss, so...
Yeah. Know. Well, I guess he can make whatever policy he wants in. That's the beauty of being the boss.
I guess it's the same thing, like if back in the day, if Mark Mangino was coaching and he was going to tell you, if you don't get this right, you're going to have to take laps.
Yeah, Mark Mangino telling his guys, hey, I need you to lose 10 pounds before the season starts. okay, coach.
Coach, I can tell you how we can lose a 300.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. 713-780-ESPN. So, no score in this game.
No.
Yeah, and so he says Kluber did not look good in game two. So
he did not.
Definitely vulnerable to the Astros line. Look,
is Kluber going to pitch poorly twice in a row? It hasn't happened this year.
And I would look at Chris Sale as an example. Got beat up pretty good in the first game. Came back today, pitched really well. And good pitchers are going to have some bad outings in the playoffs, especially the first games, man. People forget the little differences between pitching in the postseason. That you're gripping the ball a little bit tighter because you're a little bit nervous. You're gripping the bat a little bit tighter at times. It's an adjustment for guys. And there's a reason why there's guys that have had a lot of postseason success. Timmy asked, if the Astros win the World Series, will Fred wear a Reddick Speedo? T- to me, nobody wants to see that.
I do.
Nobody wants to see that.
I've got
to
see it.
No, no. It's that would be one of the most hideous sights. I would lose every female follower I have on Twitter. It'd be grotesque.
But you think you'd pick up some males, maybe?
I would pick up quite a few, actually. So I just have to decide if it's worth the trade-off.
It probably gets you trending.
It's possible.
Do I really want to do something like that?
So you're thinking about it?
Oh, I'm trying to think if it would...
It's worth it.
Is it?
You're probably going Deadspin, right?
Well, if we pepper spray somebody, then, you know, what's worse? I mean, what's more of a disaster, me and a Speedo or us pepper spraying John?
How about you wear the Speedo and we pepper spray you with the Speedo?
No, that's not going to happen.
Kind of like what they do, Josh Reddick.
Yeah, yeah. We'll shake it up real good.
No, if you want to... Gab said she'd still follow me. No, you wouldn't.
There you go.
No, you wouldn't, Gab. There's Gabs. One. Oh, Jesse says add the hat to the mix.
That'd probably be gross.
That would be very interesting, to say the least. Well, the hat and the Speedo. The hat doesn't really match the Speedo.
No.
Although I don't have to wear an American flag Speedo, right? I just have to wear a Speedo.
Yeah, any Speedo will do.
So like just a black Speedo?
You could do black on black.
And the hat.
Yeah.
If the Astros win the World Series.
I think it's a good idea. I mean, they'd be champions, Fred.
Well, I need to think there's got to be a little more to this than just Astros winning World Series.
You could wear one of those Speedos that has the elephant trunk.
No. That one I'm not.
Why not? That'd look good.
Yeah, especially because I'd stuff it to make it look better.
What?
Is that a sock or are you glad to see me? It's a sock.
And I know Beth from Darling Way. She's got something that would look good on you.
Oh, no. This is... I'll think about it.
I know where you can't make a bet like that.
No. But you can bet on everything else. And, of course, my account's not looking very good today. But yours can be, man. Football season's here. It's time to score. You want to get in on the action tonight? MyBookie's an industry-leading website. Best place for you to cash in on all the sports action. And guess what? Right now, if you join mybookie.ag, they'll match your deposit with a bonus of up to 100%. Use promo code radio. And listen, they've also got in-game betting. They've got a mobile site that's really good. They've got horses for those of you who like horses. And if you're tired of getting the runaround when you ask for a withdrawal, come join mybookie.ag. Decades of expertise, no hassle payouts, no fine print. You'll experience the greatest customer service in the business, guaranteed. So you want to get in on that game tonight? You want to get in on the baseball? All there. Call 844-900-BETS or visit mybookie.ag to open an account. Bet with the biggest, win with the best, only at mybookie.ag. Sign up today.